Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The Supreme Court this week upheld a 2006 Michigan law banning publicly funded colleges from granting preferential admissions treatment on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin. Let's take up the matter with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, 8 years on, how is affirmative action regarded in the nation at large?
You know, this is one of those issues that is complex when it comes to American public opinion. Let me give you two bits of information. 58% of Americans, Dave, say they approve of the concept of affirmative action for racial minorities in general. And that's actually up from where it has been in the past. But we, starting back in 2003, actually tried to test attitudes about a case like the Michigan case. We gave people two alternatives. One is basically saying that special treatment would be given on the basis of race in the interest of diversity, as opposed to an alternative that says no special treatment, even if diversity is lowered. And the way we phrased it, we had almost two-thirds of Americans saying they supported not giving special treatment for race, not taking race into account in college admissions. So in general, affirmative action sounds good, but in the specifics, the American public actually would favor what the Michigan public said when they passed that referendum a few years ago.
And although the court didn't take it up in a more expansive sense, that Michigan ban also prohibited the state from considering race and gender in public hiring and public contracting decisions. Any polling around those aspects?
We have not polled about that as recently or as specifically, but I would think the same types of things would hold. Americans in general, very positive about doing a lot of things to make race relations and race equity better in this country. But when it comes down to a lot of these specifics, we used to test quotas, as an example, decades ago, and Americans were negative on those. There is some pushback from the American public.
Frank, last week, President Barack Obama declared that the most important problem facing Americans is the economy. Any arguments from the Gallup polling service?
Generally speaking, he's right. Almost half of Americans in our latest update, we do this every month, said that some aspect of the economy is the top problem facing the country, economy in general, of the deficit or jobs and unemployment. But the single problem that is mentioned more than any others, really specific problem, is the government itself, dysfunction in government in Washington. So I would say to the president, certainly the economy is important, but the way that things operate there in Washington continues to be a major concern to the average American.
Well, then with that, who do Americans trust most to fix the economy?
We ask and have asked for a number of years now Americans to answer just that question with the list of people, including Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. Now, a lot of people don't know who those are, but we included them in the list. Leaders on the Democratic side, the Republican side in Congress, the president, state government, business leaders. And who comes out on top? Business leaders and state governors. People have more confidence in them to recommend how to fix the economy than they do in the others that I just mentioned. Obama comes in third. And below him is Yellen, and then the leaders in Congress, particularly Republican leaders in Congress, are near the bottom of the list.
President Obama third. What's the latest on his job approval numbers?
It's up, and that's important, Dave. We just did a quarterly analysis, and in the quarter that ended on April the 20th, it was actually up from the previous quarter. And more recently, over the last week or two, we've seen a definite uptick in his ratings in general. A number of days this week has been up at 45%, which is considerably higher than it had been. So his ratings are up. We're not sure exactly why. It could be related to the Affordable Care Act, but I say it's important, because a lot of the modeling that's done on the midterm elections, which are coming up in November by political scientists and others, take into account the incumbent president's job approval rating. So if he gets his ratings up and they stay up through October and November, that gives the Democrats better chances in both the Senate and the House in the election.
Any indication at this juncture whether the Senate will flip to the GOP side?
Everybody's doing their models. That's the big deal now, to create a model. Political scientists have done it. Nate Silver and his group that have moved over to ESPN have done it. People have done it at the New York Times and their new data journalistic group that they just unveiled this week. They've done it. Most of the models say it's too close to call. Looks definite that the Republicans may pick up a few seats, but whether they'll pick up enough seats to take control of the Senate, I think most models would say is a flip of the coin at this point. We're going to have to wait and see what happens.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.